Hello and welcome to the News Hour. Demonstrators in New Delhi have been protesting against the demolition of homes owned by Muslims. The local government says the buildings had been constructed illegally. But rights groups say it's part of an attempt to intimidate Muslims. Last week, protests were held in several cities against two former officials of the governing BJP party. They made remarks about the Prophet Muhammad that many have considered offensive. Pavni Mittal has more from the state of Uttar Pradesh.
There is some fear, but mostly immense anger against Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party, or BJP. We are in a town called Saharanpur in northern India. We're actually outside the mosque where protests began last Friday. Now, these protests were part of a larger movement against the BJP's two spokespersons that made blasphemous comments against the Prophet Muhammad. Protesters were demanding that Nupur Sharma, former spokeswoman of the BJP, be arrested for her comments. Now, across India, about 300 people have been arrested for those protests. In this town, about 100 people have been arrested. Police say they've also arrested about 18 people for hate speech, most of whom have been Hindus. Now, three homes in the state of Uttar Pradesh where we are have been at least partially demolished. Two of those are here in Saharanpur. These homes belong to people who were protesting, and lawyers and activists point out that it is completely illegal and that the government is, particularly the state governments governed by the BJP, are using or rather misusing the law to intimidate minorities, specifically Muslims. They see this as an extension of an anti-minority sentiment that has been fueled by the BJP. There have been hate speeches, and now you've seen bulldozers being used. In fact, prominent lawyers have pointed out that millions of people in India live in homes that could be considered illegal.
Let's speak to Zulfikar Memon. He's a managing partner of MZM Law Firm. He's a lawyer. He joins us live from Mumbai. Thank you for joining the News Hour. I believe one of the houses that was demolished was at least 20 years old. On what grounds has it been classed as illegal?
Hello. First of all, I must thank you for having me on your channel. You know, before we get to that, a little narrative is very important. You know, this is a very sensitive subject in India today, and there are many different versions and views to it. There has been a huge outcry by activists and lawyers all over the country regarding the subject. Firstly, I must state that I'm a complete believer of freedom of speech, and I also firmly believe that in a democratic state that we live in, we have a right to protest as long as the protest is peaceful and as long as it doesn't result in any damage to any property. Now, taking this into consideration, the narrative that is being played in relation to the bulldozing of the properties which belong to the alleged rioters is, in my opinion, a complete miscarriage of justice and something which has been frowned upon by the judiciary in India in the past as well. You will recall that in a similar issue in New Delhi some time ago, the Honorable Supreme Court intervened and stayed these bulldozing of properties in another issue, thereby sending a very strong message to the concerned authorities that these actions prima facie were extrajudicial and that these steps have no place in a state which is governed by rule of law. Having said that, the clarification defense by the authorities in New Delhi then and in the state of Uttar Pradesh now put forth is that these steps have been taken because of the fact that these properties are illegal. And of course, somewhere echoing that it is also a part of the stringent zero tolerance action against those who participate or conspire to create a law and order situation in the society under the garb of protesting or whatever the reason be. So in my opinion, these steps, if taken as a retaliatory measure to counter these rioters or the mafia or the same, it has to be done by adopting due process of law and not by bulldozing properties even if it were to be illegal.
That is the point, isn't it? What due process has been taken? I understand many of these homes were just destroyed. People were given no notice. It just happened when they weren't even home. Surely that in itself is not legal.
Yes, because I'm sure it sends, from a political narrative, I'm sure it sends a very strong message to those who are the culprits. But in certainly, you know, that's not the procedure that can be adopted by the authorities. I've learned now that multiple petitions have been filed in the apex court, and we will only wait to watch as to what the Honorable Supreme Court will observe in times to come. But the thing is that if a procedure has to be adopted, we must bear in mind that these are two very independent things. One is the offense of committing rioting or damaging public property has to be addressed in a very different manner. And if there is an illegal property of belonging to anybody, that needs to be addressed in a very different forum, in a different procedure altogether.
Okay, so
these properties that have been bulldozed or demolished, you know, even if they were illegal, there has been observation by the Honorable High Court in the state of Uttar Pradesh that certain guidelines have been given that a 30-day window needs to be provided for the aggrieved party, even if a demolition order has been placed. Now, the case that which is most talked about right now, belonging to an activist, which has happened, it's very clear, that's what is on record right now, that falls under the 30-day period. So I'm sure petitions will be filed. All of these matters will eventually come to the court.
You've talked about how complicated this legal process is. There are two different sets of boundaries here. Realistically, these people who are now out of their homes have been demolished, what happens to them now? I mean, do they have any immediate legal recourse, any compensation? What options do they have?
Unfortunately, the Indian legal system, you know, there is no procedure as such as any compensation. It's sad. It's a very sad truth. I mean, it remains a paper tiger somewhere in the law. But from practical purposes, there is no process as such. I mean, the only recourse that they have immediately is to move the courts and file writ petitions or file their grievances to the highest court and then, rely on the earlier orders passed or the guidelines that were presented by the earlier court stating that how their bulldozing has been illegal. But the problem is not that. The problem here is the combination of these two different offenses and these two different issues, where the Honorable Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh, with all due respect, has gone on record to state that there will be stringent action against those who create terror or disruption in the society by way of riots and damage of property, by way of doing these things, what they're doing. However, the same has to be done, in my opinion, by adopting a course of law and not by bulldozing their properties, which is being done on a daily basis now.
Okay, really good to get your perspective. Zulfikar Memon, managing partner of MZM Law Firm, speaking to us there from Mumbai.
Thank you.